It is on.
Hello, sir. This is Abhijit. Actually, you said all these scriptures are made by God. Do you mean that all these scriptures in all the religions are made by God, or they are pre-made?
Yes. All the scriptures, a bona fide scripture, whether you call it Quran, whether you call it Bible, they are words of God. They are revelations of God. They might have been given to the general masses through the messenger of God. Like Prophet Muhammad might have given. Jesus Christ might have given the teachings of that God which he was speaking about. But they all had the revelations of the Supreme God, which they gave it to all of us.
But as initially there... Hello? But as we say, initially there were only two human beings, Adam and Eve. We say that religions are man-made, means man created the religion. So initially there were only two human beings. Then how can so much scriptures can be pre-made? Suppose, so can there be only one scripture or many scripture?
You said we say. Who is that we say? We say that Adam and Eve were the first two human beings. We say that, what was the other we say you said?
Scriptures are, religions are man-made.
Who says that religions are man-made?
Means you deny that when this Srishti came into existence, Adam and Eve was not there. Means the development of human being was not from Adam and Eve. It's only two human beings were there. So how can man-made, previously the scripture of Muslim scripture also, other scripture also, Hindu scripture also?
You see, as far as if you are specifically talking about, say, a scripture, say, called Quran or scripture called Bible, specifically about these scriptures, again it is mentioned in Bhavishya Puran. Therefore, we took these two as the important scriptures, because these two are the eternal scriptures existing since time immemorial, even before the explanation of what you are saying as Adam and Eve and, you know, other followers of any religion. So as far as the Muslim or Islam religion, or as far as the Christianity, it was definitely formulated at a certain point of time, at a certain place, for a certain class of people. So it was according to time, place and circumstance. And therefore, the principal teachings in those scriptures are eternal. They are not bound to time. Just like Jesus said, the ultimate commandment is to love thy God with all thy might, with all thy soul. And the same conclusion is also in the Vedic scriptures. Prema pumartho mahan. Jesus said, hallowed thy be name, thou art be heaven. The name of the Supreme Lord is the supreme most. And the same is again spoken in the Vedic scriptures. Kali kale nama rupe Krishna avatar. That in Kaliyuga, the Lord has appeared in the form of his name. So the principle of any scripture is eternal. The details might vary according to time, place and circumstance. So the details in Quran, the details in Bible might vary according to the people which they were preached to. You see?
Of these two scriptures, others are man-made.
No, they are not man-made. What I am saying is that those scriptures, the details might be applicable only to people of this age of Kali Yuga. But the principle of all the details, you understand, there is a detail and there is a principle. Just like the principle is that every family should... The family member should love each other. Say, this is a principle in every family. Every family member should love each other. Now, the details might vary in your family. How you love your brother might vary from someone else's family, how he loves his brother. Sometimes you may love your brother by just, you know, patting at the back. But in some family, that might consider to be, hey, how can you express your love like this? They might express the love with their own brothers and sisters in a more different way. So the principle is loving, and the details vary in the families. So similarly, the principle in Quran, the principle in Bible, the principle in Bhagavad Gita remains the same. to love God. And the details might vary. So yes, those scriptures are eternal in principle. But the application of the details appear to be just at the present moment. Does that make clear?
Yes. Also the second question, you explained very nicely that the definition of God. And you said it is said by God. It's, the definition is given by God. Then how do you know that it is said by God?
How do we know? Yes. A good question. I was waiting for this question. How do you know that, yes, whatever the definition of God we understood is actually given by God? Just like anything which you do in this material world, you have to begin with a certain faith if you want to understand. So once you begin with a certain faith, the phrase says, the proof of the pudding is in eating. Now, I can show you a rasgulla. You know, a rasgulla is white in color, soft, spongy, sweet, with rasa, so many things. Understood? And I keep it aside. Okay. That is theory. But then, when you take the rasgulla and put it in your mouth, you come to know, yes, it is spongy, it is ras, full of ras, it is not simply gulla, and it is, you know, so many other things. So it is said that unless whatever you heard today, unless you implement in your life and check out in your own spiritual life whether all these things are getting revealed to me, these things will remain theoretical. You see? So I can explain everything about a rasgulla, but you can know everything about a rasgulla when you put that in your mouth. So similarly, the definition of God or the revelation of God or the experience of God can be known when you practice God consciousness in your life. So let's take Gita now. Gita says, how do I put faith in Gita? Gita begins by saying that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. So let me try to implement in my life and understand, am I the body or am I someone different from the body? Then when you come to the conclusion that yes, what the first teaching of the Gita makes sense. With that faith you go on with the next teaching, with the next teaching. And that's how you come to the conclusion that yes, if Gita is making me into a generous, kind, noble human being, it is bona fide, it is authentic. I give you a pill of Saridon, and if it cures your headache, to hell with what are the ingredients, it's curing my headache. You know, even if I give you the entire list of ingredients what Saridon has in it, reading the entire list of ingredients might give you more headache. But if you take that pill in your stomach, in your system, and it cures your headache, that's it. The proof of the medicine is in curing. The proof of pudding is in eating. Or the proof of rasgulla is in eating. So yes, that's what the very first, you can please take your seat. At the very first juncture I said that this seminar for the next 6 days will not be a theoretical one. We don't want to just inform you about how a giraffe works, how a bat works. It is not Discovery Channel. It is Journey of Self-Discovery Channel. So therefore, it is a seminar which we are undertaking, a journey which we are undertaking to transform our lives. So your question is a very valid question which everyone should ask, that how should I apply in my life to find out that these words of God really hold true. When you go to a college, the professor tells you 2 by 2 is 4 or 2 plus 2 is 4. Now, if you first question, why only 4? Why not 5? Why not 5? Will you ever understand something more than that if you just get stuck? Which means, like in mathematics, you begin a certain problem. Let this be X. And you have, why it should be X, why not Z? Why not Y? So then, what is required to get any knowledge pass through in our life is a basic faith. The basic faith is the premise on which we get any knowledge. I'm not talking about blind faith. I'm talking about a basic faith. Using your intelligence, logic and common sense, you march forward in trying to understand whatever we spoke today. Okay? So thank you all. Okay. Can we discuss personally? Because we are holding everyone.